Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us through the new app for Android or iOS. And, of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Maitreya. They are from Ontario in Canada. And we listened to the song The Traveler Reiterate, featuring Paul Callender. And this is part of their brand new EP, Oxesis, Reiterate. Before that, we listened to Sandvase. I'm not completely sure how to pronounce it. Apologies. They are from Quebec City, La Ville du Québec, in Quebec, Canada, of course. We listened to the song I'll Be Rising, which is part of their brand new album, Standing in the Fire. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Born Broken from Montreal, Quebec in Canada. And we listened to the title song from their brand new album, Am I Invisible? And of course, we'll be chatting with Mike a little later tonight. And as usual here at the Metal Meltdown, let me tell you what's going to happen in the next few days, show-wise. So we're going to go, I mean, I don't know what genre this is, but on the Rick Show on February 9th, there's Trent Moller and Body/Negative. There was a show on February 15th, but it sold out, unfortunately, with Black Mountain. If you like the Pitch Mode and The Cure, there's going to be a couple of tribute bands playing, of course, each one, you know, one of the bands, the original bands. That's February 16th at the Rickshaw. So it's Strange Love playing the Pitch Mode and Strawberries and Cream performing the music of The Cure. Then on February 22nd, there's an Emo Night Brooklyn. On February 24th, you can see Decapitated, Incantation, Darkest Hour, and Ex Mortus. And that's about it for the month of February at the Rickshaw. On the other venues, on February 7th at the Waldorf, you can see a hard rock disco, they call it, which is pretty awesome. You can see the Get Minds, Rebel Priest, great band, our sisters from another mister, Space Queen, and the Hairy Cherries. Then on February 15th at the Cobalt, there's a Glacial Mutilation Festival pre-party with Torify, Mysterion, Augurium, Gisei, and Adiamorph. And then on February 20th at the Wise Hall, you can see, that's the actual metal festival. Okay, so for February 20th, there is the Halo Catharsis from Vancouver, Dawn of Oberos from Oakland, California, Black Pestilence from Calgary, Riot King from Seattle, and 13 Goats from Vancouver. Then on February 21st, you have Bondi by Blood from Pomona, California, Shot from Orsog from Seattle, La Cabra from Seattle, Celestian Wizard from Denver, Nomad from the Okanagan, and Arrow in the Quiver from Vancouver. And on on February 22nd, you have Exist from Baltimore, Four Stroke Baron from Reno, Nevada, Hawking, Art of Attrition from Red Deer, of Modern Architecture from Vancouver, and Baleful from the Fraser Valley. So tons of bands happening at the Glacial Mutilation Metal Festival at the Wise Hall. So there you go, a lot of shows to go. All right, and for now, let's keep bringing you your weekly metal music doses here at the Metal Meltdown.
You want to serve each other. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca or through the new app for smartphones for Android or iOS. You can get it on Google Play or the iTunes Store. And of course, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And also remember that you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown.
We just listened to Ad Infinitum. They are from Switzerland, and we listened to the song Aftermath, which is part of their brand new album Abyss. Before that, we listened to Spirit Box. They are from Victoria, BC in Canada. And we listened to the song Soft Spine, which is their brand new single. And before that, we started the set with our guest tonight, Born Broken, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And we listened to the song Will You Remember, which is part of their brand new album, Am I Invisible? And now, without further ado, let's see if we can please ask the technology to work so that we can make contact with Mike from Born Broken. All right, we have Mike here from Born Broken with us. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Actually, you're going to call me Michael, because if you call me Mike, you're going to be thinking of the bassist, because there's two Mikes in the band. So,
of course.
Because I'm the older guy, I got a bit more,
seniority.
I'm trying to find it. Seniority. So I got to go with the full name Michael. So,
should we,
how you doing, guys?
Good. Yeah. Should we address you as Sir Michael?
No way.
Lord Michael.
No, Lord. No, nothing. You can call me dude. You can call me shithead. You can call me anything. Just no sir, please.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I had to, you know, tease you. It's my job. It's my job as Dr. Awesome. Mysterio to give a bad
that's
time and a good time to everybody that
good,
is on the show.
Yeah, you got to keep us on our toes. That's
all. Okay, Michael, there you go. Just Michael. Thank you very much for the show. So for the people that don't know or do know but very little about Born Broken, like, can you tell us a little bit about the band, like a little bit of history? How long have you been together? You know, any major changes in membership, etc.?
Wow, that's I could write a book on the on the things that have happened. Originally we started back in 2008, just a bunch of guys kind of jamming. I don't know if it originally was supposed to turn into anything, but my background in music and whatever else is that, immediately as soon as I start a project or a band or whatever else, immediately got to do something, you know, find the name, record the album, do this, put the video out, try them. So, yeah. So, basically, that's what kind of happened. It took us a while to get our first album really out. Even though, you know what I mean, the new age of social media and et cetera, this and that, back then it was MySpace, right? Still, probably, I think mm-hmm. Facebook had just came out and stuff along those lines. But, I always like putting out full-length albums, or we like putting out full-length albums. So it took us a while to get the proper songs that we wanted to do, you know, writing more songs, and we actually put out stuff. And then the first album came out in 2013, and it was called The Healing Powers of Hate. And it was good. It was a more of a thrash thing. It was the first album I had put out since 2004 with my last band. So it was a good stretch. It was like 10 years. And it was great. We had a blast with that. It was fun to get back on stage again and with a new bunch of guys. And then, of course, things, you know what I mean? Singer changes, drummer changes, a bit of a lineup changes, bassist changes. Then comes now 2018, and we're writing the new album, finishing it up, and it comes out. And that one was called The Years of Harsh Truths and Little Lies. And that was a little bit of a change. We changed our tuning. We were originally tuned to like drop B on our six strings, and then we went seven string. We tuned to drop G. A bit more deathcore style, but still with thrash edge and stuff, you know. And that's really what kind of took off and went good. We got some good reviews there with that album. Then, of course, I wanted to write the third album, and we had the pandemic, right? And yeah. Because of the pandemic, we had some member changes again. And it was like, all right, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I was just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to continue the project. So I'm the last original member of the first phase of Born Broken. But this new lineup that we have now with Mike Marino, Carlos Cuellar, and Pablo, it's really, really good. We're really kicking it hard. Our last album that was just released, called Am I Invisible, was released September 20th. We released a video for it for the single October 25th. It's doing really well. A lot of good reviews and stuff. So I'm happy. The fans seem to like it. We really love it. And yeah, so that's basically where we are now. We're three albums in, almost in 2028, which is still like 4 years away, right? Or 3 years away. The band will be 20 years old, basically. But we're still kicking it. We're still kicking hard, and we're not stopping.
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And yeah, I hear you with the... Well, I'm glad that the change in formation worked out for you guys. I've seen a couple of bands where exactly that happens, you know. They get pretty much... Every variety is new, except, you know, the older, the wiser, whatever. and it turns out to be great. So seems like this is the case with you guys. So that's... I'm glad. That's it.
Yeah, we're all a little bit older and wiser. We've all played in a lot of bands, a lot of like I'm not gonna say like pro bands there whatever else, but we've all done the circuit and we take our craft as much as we do it for fun and a passion. We take it seriously, and we enjoy it. You know, we know what we want and we do it, and that's fun, you know. That's pretty much it, you know. There's not really much more to say in like that sense, but go enjoy the album.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on all social media platforms.
Absolutely. Oh, don't worry, we'll get to that, you know. I have my proper agenda, you know, specified, you know. Okay, question number two. Oh no, I never have a script, you know. That's either the pros,
that's perfect.
The pro or the con of interviewing with Dr. Mysterio, that there's no script, so we go
perfect
everywhere, just like the movie, anywhere, everywhere, you know, all at the same time.
Every which way but loose. Let's go.
Exactly. The name of the band, like, what's its origin? Like, it is like one, why one word? Or, I mean, what are you going
to
tell us
the
about
reason
it?
Why one, you know what, the reason why one word is because, to tell you the truth, when the band was done, of course, we all had our website and we all had that. And to put a double word back then, we would have had to put an underscore or a hyphen in it, right? Born/broken or born underscore broken back then, because you can't just put a space in it, right?
Correct.
So it had to be one word type of thing. And when we looked at it, we said, you know what, we're just going to put it as one word. And it just stuck there that way. Plus when you're searching for things, if you type in born with a space broken, you get all kinds of anything else. If you put it in one word, you just get us.
Yeah, there you go. Two for one.
So like that kind of helped too. The origin of the name was actually us just sitting around, just coming up with a bunch of random names, whatever else, and that kind of came kind of came out, and it was like, you know what, that actually it fits the feel, the jive of who we are and what we are and where we've come from or where we're going to go. And it just seemed like the world back then, you know, the world, again, you know what I mean? It's a very pessimistic way to look at things, you know what I mean? But the world is not really a nice place, you know, like as much as we want to say it's all like flowers and puppies and stuff, you know, it's not. And anybody born into the world now has to pretty much fight to survive. So even like my kids are now like 27 and 24, and for them to go and try and buy a house or this or that or whatever else, it's not like it used to be in like the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and stuff, where it was a lot easier. You could get a job and you could quit a job and you could go out on tour and you could come back and you could get another job and you could just do that. It was a lot easier. Now it's like, forget about it. Like, times are so tough, everything is so expensive, you know, so you're fighting to survive, you know what I mean? So you're born into this world broken, and you got to just fight your way, scrap, you know, for the scraps, and you're trying, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of works, and it fits, and it seems to work, you know. So yeah.
No, sounds good. Yeah. No, and I hear you, man. Yeah, it's getting, it's going uphill, most definitely, you know, for sure. I agree with you on that one. In terms of the albums, does each album itself, or maybe a couple of them, do they have like a theme in common? Do they have a theme on themselves?
The first album, see, I like old school stuff. Like, I love like King Diamond and all these concept style albums, like Queensryche, like Operation Mindcrime, or like King's X, Gretchen Go